hunting and counter mine missions, made that multi-thousand mile trip last month. Crew members from an escort vessel boarded the Sea Hunter for short durations to check electrical and propulsion systems, according to a press release from Leidos, a science and technology company that designed and built the Sea Hunter. For most of the voyage, though, the ship was completely unmanned. The recent long-range mission is the first of its kind and demonstrates to our Navy that autonomy technology is ready to move from the developmental and experimental stages to advanced mission testing. So says Jerry Fasano, the Defense Group President at Leidos. The Office of Naval Research, which led the test transit to and from Hawaii, declined a request for interview, citing operational security. A Leidos Maritime spokesman said the idea isn't to replace ships with vehicles like Sea Hunter, but to free up personnel aboard bigger vessels to take on more complex tasks. Autonomous vehicles will likely focus on the dull, dirty, or dangerous mission sets that could operate around the world's oceans. For example, an autonomous vessel can conduct hydrographic survey missions, freeing manned ships to accomplish other missions. When the Navy christened the Sea Hunter in 2016, officials said it could change the nature of U.S. maritime operations. It uses a suite of navigation tools and automated lookouts that allow it to safely sail near other vessels in any weather or traffic conditions during the day or night.
Wow, that makes sense, and I'm glad it works. I wonder what'll be next.
A man was shot and killed at a Texas Navy base earlier this month. Emergency personnel responded to a security incident at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi around 7:30 a.m., when the man attempted to speed past and evade security at the air station's north gate.